I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 7th, 2021 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stow?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. The house is empty tonight, the husbands have departed, but I do want you to know that this meeting is being broadcast on YouTube. It is not on a Zoom because we received no requests for Zoom address information. So the decision was made by the clerk and by our IT director not to do that, but we will be having the YouTube going out live, and of course, it'll be on the YouTube address, so it can be viewed later. Chuck has wanted me to ask all of you to notice that we are back on our regular microphones. So you need to be sure to turn that on if you're going to speak, and speak in your normal voice as you would to make sure that you're addressed in the PA system as well. And if there are any issues with that, Chuck will have Torrent Sound come out, and we'll be making adjustments as necessary now that that system is back in place. Those other microphones that were scattered around the room for the Zoom meeting are gone. Thank you to Mr. Aller for restoring the room layout as council requested to put us all back at the table and to put the house seats back in proper order. So we are pretty much back to pre-pandemic organization. We will monitor at the next meeting on June 21st if there's any interest in a Zoom meeting, and we will have a Zoom meeting, but only if it's requested. I also have asked Chuck to figure out a way for us to continue the YouTubes after the month of June, but to do it on a more automated basis, so he does not need to be here to do it. Perhaps the clerk or the law director can turn a system on. We are looking at different ways to make sure the sound works, and we are even looking at a camera switching system, which was quite expensive, that would, you know, aim at this side of the table, this side of the table, and at the podium, depending on who voice activates it. But I'm not sure that that's worth the investment, but we'll get more information and cost information for it. So talk as usual, but make sure your microphones are on when you do. Let's get to our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Capalini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda. I do note that Mrs. Brining distributed ordinance 48-2021 around the table. I've marked that in as agenda item 5A, if council chooses to do it. I heard at your public hearing that you were referring it to the town, to the council meeting, so that will be 5A for your action. Agenda item 8 is not for action tonight. That is as requested from TARDA, so that we can have a look at the ordinance that they are requesting, but that must be passed in July, not in June. You can refer it to a committee if you choose, or it can be just for your information, but that is not for action tonight. That is the, I think, hope it's more than sample legislation, that's the actual legislation that TARDA needs to pass between July 1st and July 28th. Our only meeting in July, I believe, is about the 19th, yes. So if you have any questions, you can get back to the law director. You can call the TARDA general manager, Kim, if you've got questions, and we'd certainly like to get any issues resolved before that night, so that we wouldn't have to call any special meetings to do it. They are required to have 4 of the 7 members of TARDA pass it. We could talk more about it when we get there, but I just wanted you to know that's not for action tonight. Mr. Frye, you have any items to add?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Captain Miller, welcome here tonight. Any issues for us?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, with that, those small agenda changes, is there a motion to approve the agenda for this evening's meeting? So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and tonight's agenda is approved. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on May 17th, 3 weeks ago. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the minutes for the council meeting of May 17th, 2021 as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of May 17th, 2021 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is a report of the public hearing held this evening concerning the DORA expansion. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The meeting was called to order 10 minutes after 7. All members of council were in attendance, as well as yourself, Mrs. Brining, Captain Miller, Mr. Aller, Mr. Sanford, and Mr. Silvernail. We did have a question from the audience from Mrs. Hussman regarding the potential or ability of Heritage Sylvania to limit the DORA timeframes for special events and other circumstances. Such limits are permissible. We also had a few questions from members of council about the logistics of the hourly limitations. After discussion, we decided that it was better just to leave the legislation as is. There was a motion to advance the legislation that was moved and seconded, and a motion that was approved. The adjournment to the meeting occurred at 7:20 p.m.
Thank you. My comment that I did not make during the public hearing was I think it does make sense that any participant, whether they're a local liquor permit holder or somebody else, they can limit their own hours. They just can't expand their hours. That would not be allowed. But in limiting in hours and say, well, I know we can do it between 12 and midnight, but we're going to close at 9 or something. That's certainly okay. And I don't think should be an issue for the historic village either. All right. Mr. Frye or Ms. Dow, would you like to consider ordinance 48-2021?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 48-2021 by title only, amending the designated outdoor refreshment area, DORA, by expanding the territory included in the DORA, establishing regulations as required by law. I move final passage on ordinance number 48-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 48-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 48-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item 6. These are 3 annual assessment ordinances. A few meetings ago, we actually did the motions of necessity for these, the actions of necessity. Those do not place the assessments on the tax rolls for next year. These ordinances will. These are unchanged from previous years. The existing assessments are remaining as they have been in the past. These appear on every property owner's property tax bill and go to these specific things. The first one is ordinance 43-2021 for assessing a special tax on ditch maintenance. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 43-2021 to assess special tax upon lots and lands described in the schedule referred to herein to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drain ditches within the corporation limits of the city of Sylvania for the year ending December 31, 2021, I move for passage of ordinance number 43-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 43-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 43-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to the agenda item 6B, we have proposed ordinance 44-2021, assessing a special tax for street lighting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 44-2021, ordinance approving the assessments heretofore authorized by resolution number 6-2021 for street lighting, levying, and assessments. I move final passage of ordinance number 44-2021.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 44-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 44-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Onto the third of these, proposed ordinance 45-2021, enacting a special tax for tree maintenance. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 45-2021 to assess a special tax upon the lots and land described in the schedule referred to herein to pay a part of the cost and expense of providing for the removal and special treatment of shade trees for the purpose of controlling blight and disease of same, and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right-of-way of the city for the year ending December 31st, 2021. I move for final passage ordinance number 45-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 45-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 45-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. With council's permission, I'm going to back up. Mr. Aller, I'm going to call upon you to give a brief explanation to council, as you did to me a week or two ago, about the postcards that all of us have received about the Fulton Lucas County storm sewer assessment. Just give us an update on that. It kind of tied into the storm sewer assessment that we just made.
Several months ago, the Lucas County engineer approached us to request if we would be interested in promoting or spearheading assessment process or petition process for ditch maintenance. There's a change in the revised code that's coming up that if that petition had not been filed by a certain time frame, I believe it was the end of March, that it was the new law was going to make it extremely difficult for it to ever to be maintained and for those costs to be able to be assessed to everybody within the watershed. We were not interested in doing that because if one party does, it brings everybody into it. However, Spencer Township was interested in spearheading the effort, and so everybody within the watershed of 10 Mile Creek received the postcards that you all received or should have received, indicating that you could be responsible for an assessment for any ditch maintenance that's done to 10 Mile Creek. It's the county's intention to utilize the stormwater assessment that they put on all properties and townships to pay for any of those assessments that may come due. And it would be our intent to attempt to do that as well. What we don't know is what large projects the county may have out there, but we'll be working with them on that. However, the work that we do within the city, the $308,000 that we do within the city, that also, we can submit that to the county for ditch maintenance, and that can satisfy the request for any assessments for City of Sylvania residents. So the work that we already do within the city is all contributing to Ten Mile Creek. So all of that would be able to offset anything that would come at us in the future. So I don't, as a net, I don't anticipate that we're ever going to see anything from that. But we will be, I'll be attending the open forums that they have. They did the same thing for Swan Creek. My residence is in that one. So I'll be attending that one on a personal note, and then obviously attending the one for Ten Mile Creek as a city representative. But it's kind of confusing. We've gotten a few, I'm surprised that we haven't gotten more phone calls than we have. We've only gotten a few phone calls. But it's confusing, and obviously some people are scared. They're thinking, oh, you know, all of a sudden the county's going to come after me. But I don't see that occurring because of the work that we already do.
Mr. Aller? Where's Spencer Township?
It is the smallest government entity besides Harborview, Village of Harborview, in Lucas County. And they control the entire county for this petition.
It is out by the airport.
Yes, it is out by the airport. I'm sorry, I didn't answer your question.
So this is...
West of Springfield Township.
Is it safe to say that what other than the city of Sylvania, that also incorporates the township, Sylvania Township as well?
Yes.
And parts of Toledo. I actually got calls from two Toledo residents asking me what it was.
Yeah.
So this is tail wag dog?
Yeah.
Or the end, the very end of the tail wagging dog?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually, Oliver and I are meeting, I think it's next week. We're meeting next week just to talk about our mutual concerns and how we approach it at the public hearing and things of that nature. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. Let's now move on to agenda item 7. You have in front of you a petition for zoning ordinance amendment ZA1 2021. You may have heard about this one. This involves the tea house that's out on the north side of Erie Street that years ago, city council permitted a tea house with special time requirements placed on it. They performed well, were not a problem, and the city actually increased the hours they were allowed to permit. Now I believe there's a juice bar or something like that that they'd like to put in there. This one needs some study because it will be spot zoning. There is currently a resident between it and the Metamora State Bank that the Plan Commission will have to consider whether this is an appropriate zoning or not. There was resistance at the time of the tea house by a neighbor. He did not want any business in there, and there were some parking issues that had to be resolved. But I've not heard any complaints about the tea house for many years. A juice bar, I'm not exactly sure. I didn't know what a tea house was then. I'm not sure what a juice bar is now.
Yeah, I'm not either. I mean,
yes.
I'm just reading this tonight. I wanted to add that in the way I read this, that there's potential owners. They're selling it to this Ashley Ballister. I've actually talked to Ashley a few times now. She's very interested in coming to Sylvania. She was looking at some properties in downtown. Nothing ever seemed to work out. I visited her store, Local Roots in Perrysburg. I think it's a real good fit for our community. Very impressed with what she does there, and she wants to be in our community. So I just thought I wanted to make sure you knew that.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I'd also like to add that the tea house is going away at the end of the summer.
Well, you know, the tea house was a special use.
Special use, correct.
And it was for that specific purpose because of the nature of that business. I don't know anything about Local Roots juice, but
sounds like we should all visit them in Perrysburg.
It's a nice place. I've been.
I don't go.
They do more than just juice in Perrysburg.
I don't go to Perrysburg. Anyway, so I have some initial concerns when I saw this. And
It's spot zoning to go to a business, something out there.
So I hope our planning commission will look at this strictly, and I wonder if there might be a more appropriate path than a zoning change to B2. And, I mean, that's what they've asked for, but Leslie, maybe, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, maybe you could have your law director talk to these applicants and understand this better, and maybe think of another path. I'm not really comfortable changing, I'll say right now, I'm not comfortable changing this to a B2 permanently, because that is not, it's not an appropriate place for a lot of B2 businesses. It was an appropriate location for the tea house. That's why we had a special use, we conditioned it, it protected, it was, the use protected the neighbors. And this may be a fine business, but this is not a B2 parcel, in my opinion. So with that, you want me to refer to planning?
That's what we need to do, just refer to the planning commission for their study. They may take a meeting or two to do that assignment that you just talked about. I know that there were discussions about trying to include the property between this and the existing B2B zoning of the Metamora State Bank, but I don't see the other property here, I just see this property.
That would be a different thing, obviously. But just this one parcel between two residences doesn't seem like the kind of thing that we do generally. Anyway, so, Mr. Mayor, I would like to refer a petition for zoning ordinance amendment, application number ZA-1-2021 to the Municipal Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
It's been moved and seconded to refer zoning application ZA-1-2021 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We're up to agenda item 8. I've already talked a little bit about that. I gave Mr. Frye a chance to think about what he wants to do with this. I am pleased that TARDA did get back to our law director as requested at our last meeting, and got us the outline of the ordinance they need. This is our actual ordinance that our law director has prepared. Again, we can pass it in one meeting, but it will take a 5-member majority of council to do it in one meeting.
Mr. Mayor, that meeting is July 19th, I believe.
All right.
And I anticipate not being here.
Well, you see, it becomes tougher and tougher because Lindsay Stowe has already informed me, and I'm informed the law director, she will have to push back from the table. She is under contract with TARDA doing work right now.
Okay, and the way I read this, the county commissioners have to act first.
Yep.
So they're going to have to act maybe on that July 1st day where nothing's going to happen. But they're going to have to act before it can come out.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's the process.
Well, if we have a numbers problem, this is, I think we've talked about this a lot in the past, and I think last time we collectively decided that we would, let this go to the voters. I'm certainly there now. We need a special meeting to do that, but I probably won't be here the 19th.
Is Zoom an option for you?
Zoom has not been extended.
Yeah.
It ends July. It ends June 30th, right? Yes. Yeah. Right. So that's not an option.
Mm-hmm. Council can pass it with 4 votes in 3 meetings, or 5 votes in 1 meeting. We only have the 1 scheduled meeting on July 19th. We can call 2 additional meetings if necessary.
Or we could have 1 special meeting.
Or 1 special meeting with enough votes.
With enough votes, yeah.
Again, all 7 current members will be able to consider it for need to pass it during the month of July.
And five as an emergency in one meeting.
Right, well, four members of TARDA have to pass it.
Okay.
Four of the seven.
Got it.
And that is so that they can put the vote on the ballot in November.
Right.
The state legislation allows a longer window, but would, they would miss the November election. So, Mr. Frye, I'm not sure what your, if you want to refer this to a committee of the whole. I don't know if the council needs it referred. If you have any questions about it, you can talk to the law director or to Kim Dunham. We need a little discussion on it, probably.
Yeah, I'm comfortable in moving it if we can have a committee meeting, whether it's committee of the whole. I was thinking about streets or community relations, either one, potentially as well, but I think something like this is significant enough, and I believe in past circumstances, Mrs. Westphal, correct me if I'm wrong, it was a committee of the whole, so all members of council have a voice in the vote. So it's probably better to do as a committee of the whole, but I would, if we're going to do that, I'd like to do it at the next meeting in June to meet the timeline, and that's perfectly acceptable, Mrs. Briney, to have a committee meeting about this?
Yep, as long as there's no action taken until July, after the county commissioners act in July, which is anticipated to be either the first or second, whatever that, their first meeting is, then you're free to discuss it and refer it. There's no limitation on that.
So the members of council have a material concern or questions about this? Because if they do, then I want to schedule enough time. Mr. McCann, you're looking down.
Taking a note to say this should be referred to again.
So, 7 o'clock, does that work?
Yeah, I think that's good.
7 o'clock on Monday, July 20, or June 21st?
Yep.
June 21st?
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion to hold a committee of the whole meeting for discussion on the TARDA approval of inclusion of Lucas County as a member of TARDA, ordinance number 46-2021.
Second.
Okay, before you can proceed with that, we need a motion to allow Lindsay to push back from the table due to a conflict of interest.
So moved.
Second.
And move it, and seconded to allow Councilmember Lindsay Stow to push away from the table. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and let the record show that. Now, on to consideration of your motion to refer this ordinance 46-2021, proposed ordinance 46-2021, to a committee of the whole meeting on Monday, June 21st at 7 p.m. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will have the clerk post that committee of the whole meeting scheduled for 2 weeks from tonight. If that discussion is ended, let the record show that Lindsay rejoins us at the table. If you have any questions prior to that, please talk to the law director or to TARDA. You could also talk to our TARDA representative, Mary Morrison. All right, moving on to agenda item 9. You have in your council packets a banner for Main Street. Now, this will be the third one this year, and these are the three that we've seen in the past. This one is to post a Welcome to Sylvania, Home of the Marathon LPGA Classic, as shown on the back of your sheet. We just need a motion to approve this. Oh, we have an ordinance. I'm sorry. We have an actual ordinance. Ordinance 47-2021. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt ordinance number 47-2021. I will read by title only. Approving the banner application of the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce, authorizing the zoning administrator to indicate such approval on behalf of the city of Sylvania, and I move adoption as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 47-2021 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 47-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. The Northview, I think it's the Northview Banner is still up there during the Maple and Main Art Festival. It's nice to have those downtown, they look good. The balloons look really good, the balloons got a nice article in the paper, as did the Art Festival. Both really good things for the city of Sylvania. On to agenda item 10, a committee report from the Utilities Committee meeting held this evening at 6:30 PM. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Utilities and Environment Committee meeting was held, convened at 6:32 PM. Attendance were myself, Brian McCann, Chair, Katie Kathleen, Mark Frye, Patrick Richardson, others in attendance, Captain Miller, Chuck Silvernail, Doug Hammer, Westfall, and Bill Sanford. Kevin Aller did describe for us any changes and modifications to the ordinance in the sections, described them all regarding changes in the ordinance. 941-01 affected about 13 properties, meaning the collection of multi-property and multi-unit buildings. That change will be taking effect. Keep additional pickup and direct with the city. We currently have bags available for additional pickups for $2 each, and consideration to have those for sale at local establishments as we do with the yard waste. That will be looked into. Republic will provide the toter for refuse and recycling separately. Citizens will not be billed separately for the toters. This will be worked out with Republic in the agreement. Tide Alley considerations, homeowners already have toters. This will also be discussed with Republic. Moving on to finance, the automated pickup is a plus, makes the cost more manageable for us, for the vendor and us, since we're both in agreement. Well, we will go to our alternate weeks of pickup, refuse alone one week, and yard waste and recycling in the other. That is yet to be worked out with Republic, what we will pay for that.
Refuse every week, recycling every, yeah.
Thank you for the clarification. Mary Westfall moved to press forward with the submitted changes, and seconded, passed. Mark Frye moved to adjourn at 7:07. These changes, if adopted, would go into effect September 1st, 2021.
You do have ordinance 27-2021 to incorporate these changes into our codified ordinances so that we can, beginning September 1st, have toters and the other changes that we've talked about effective then. This is not the contract with Republic. This is changing our ordinance only. Mr. McCann, did the service director discuss the new contract provisions with your committee?
Yes, he did. He went into the financial discussion of and how it would benefit us. And through that, it would be a 3-cent increase for the first year and a percentage increase thereafter for the next 4 years.
And this would be the last contract extension permitted for Republic. We will need to bid it in 5 years. Republic will be invested in the community, having two sets of toters around town, and that might give us an advantage at that time. But we can always go out and buy them in the future if necessary.
Yes.
So I think I appreciate Mr. Aller's hard work on this. He's been working on this for several months and was pleased to bring to me that 3-cent increase. We were very surprised by that. It's obvious that's what Republic wants us to do, and we're getting a reasonably good deal from them. When you talk to other communities about what they're charging, we're not doing too bad. I feel pretty good about that.
Seems that way.
And to just have the change, you know, the toter will not fit in my garage properly, and the garage is too narrow, as the recycling container did. So It'll be outside, but, okay.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Any questions concerning this issue for Mr. McCann or Mr. Aller? Hearing none, let's move ahead with ordinance 27-2021. Mr. McCann?
Comment before that, thank you again, Mr. Aller, for your work on this, and it seemed to come together very well. I'd like to introduce by title only amended ordinance number 27-2021 to include amendment sections 1 and 2 effective September 1st, 2021, amending chapter 941 solid waste recycling collection of the Sylvania codified ordinance 1975 as amended, repealing chapter 943 residential recycling program of the Sylvania codified ordinances 1979 as amended. I move for passage of amended ordinance 27-2021 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 27-2021 as modified and clarified as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 27-2021 is enacted as an emergency measure. Mr. Aller, what is your intention on bringing the Republic contract back to City Council?
That will probably be, I would anticipate that we'll see that possibly at the next meeting. I'd like to have it at the next meeting because of the delay in July, but getting through Republic's legal department, I don't know if it'll happen that fast. So, this could be July. We will be working in the meantime. My main thing that I'd like to get started really is some of the education pieces to get that scheduling difference that we talked about. I'd like to get that made so that we can get notices to homeowners. So that's the thing we'll be working on. But I would anticipate July. That's a long answer. Sorry, man.
That's okay. It does affect half of the residents' addresses in town.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Are there any other committee referrals to be made at this time? Or any more committee reports? Excuse me, committee reports or committee referrals? Hearing none, that brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening's meeting. The only information piece is the May 2021 bank reconciliation report. With that, if there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until our next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, June 21st at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all very much for attending.